Welcome to the Tapraxy Method, creating confident learners. The Tapraxy Method uses a unique combination of breath work, brain body work, gratitude, and a clay-based program to affect the neuroplasticity of the brain in students. To help strengthen their mind-body connection, help them develop a growth mindset, and most importantly, trust and confidence in themselves. Make sure to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any episodes. One way to support the Creating Confident Learners podcast is to leave a 5-star review and written review anywhere you listen to it. Thanks so much, and let's get started. Oftentimes, a lot of those vocal, articulate, smart kids who have trouble with writing, the task of writing in the younger years, I'll end up having to say to them quite often explicitly what makes a sentence is the capital at the beginning and the period at the end and the spaces between the words. Be sure to sign up for the foundation course. This course is here to support you, both parents and educators. It teaches the exact foundational tools I have used with students to increase focus, ease anxiety, and help raise confidence and self-esteem so that they can succeed in all areas of their lives, including academics. It's made into bite-sized digestible pieces to help you apply these tools right away. If your child is behind their peers or struggling in school, you've probably noticed that they need a lot of explicit teaching. I always say the group setting works for about 85% of kids, but those 15% really do need different tools and teaching techniques and explicit conversations about certain topics, typically grammar and math. I'll give you an example. Oftentimes, a lot of those vocal, articulate, smart kids who have trouble with writing, the task of writing in the younger years, I'll end up having to say to them quite often explicitly what makes a sentence is the capital at the beginning and the period at the end and the spaces between the words. What makes a word is the letters are together. Then there's a space. We visually see the next word. They need to be guided through every step. Then the light bulb goes off and they understand it. That's how explicit I'm talking about. You need a capital. You need your letters and that word together. And then you need a space for the next word and you need a period at the very basic level. That's what makes a sentence a sentence. One of my parents told me a story about the misuse of a word. And oftentimes, because these kids who struggle, they have a very specific understanding of words and the world around them. And so his parents were trying to explain how a 4x4, you know, the 4x4 gear on a truck works. And they happen to use the word lock rather than engage. And this simple conversation ended up being a full blowout and meltdown and tears because of that word lock. It meant that those tires were stopped and stuck, which confused the child with this image of how can the truck move or go in a 4x4 gear if the wheels are locked. So a lot of times we have to explain wording. You know, the word C-S-E-A is not the same word as S-E-E. You know, these little things, or lock doesn't move in this case. And so sometimes kids have a very rigid understanding of language. And if we don't say the exact verbiage that makes sense to them, they don't fully understand the concept. This is how these visual right-brained readers who don't hear phonetic sounds, who are like literally picturing the words and sentences together and picturing at the end of the sentence, picture up punctuation. This same child, when he reads, he gets confused on one word. I'm like, please keep going, read to the end, read to the period, and then that word will probably make sense. It will make sense in the whole context. So we have to give them a bigger lens as well. And so if you have a child who learns like this, there is an extreme level of patience that is needed with the right wording and explanation of concepts. You know, you'll know if you have these type of kids. A lot of the kids that I work with need these type of explanations to actually understand something. But don't worry, it actually does get easier over time. And oftentimes when they get it, they really get it. And then it becomes something easy for them. Lately, I've been really interested in what I call brain work. And I do this with kids who struggle with stuff like trigger words, omission of words, correct letter identification and writing of the letters, writing letters correctly or writing in general, and spelling. And I do three exercises that I call brain work in this realm. There is spell reads, there are sweep reads, and then tracking. What is super cool about tracking, and I'm getting really into this lately, is when they have to identify colors and letters together. For example, they're reading a line that says red B, yellow D, purple B, blue B, and so forth. And, you know, these letters are similar, but also they're having to draw the color. And when they're having to draw the color, this idea is in the right hemisphere. And then the letter name and letter identification is actually in the left hemisphere. And so we are literally helping strengthen the brain connection between the left and right hemisphere. So one of my favorite ways to check in, especially if kids have a little bit of that right brain, mild dyslexia in the younger years, which actually can be fixed over time, depending on how extreme it is, if it's caught early enough to build stronger connections, is spell reading and sweep reading. It makes them start to sweep letters from left to right, but also know all their letters. And we're also giving them the tool to identify a word through spelling versus sound. A lot of times these kids do not hear sounds, or they don't hear sounds at the beginning. They hit the phonetics later when they start to read a little bit stronger. So spell reading, and I like to actually use harder books than what they can read when I spell read, as long as the sentences are okay. One of my kids right now, he's in second grade. He struggles with identifying letters and hearing sounds, but I'm using a Harry Potter book with him. And of course, picking sentences that are easier in there to make him feel like he's capable and a big kid to do this exercise, because you're not reading the book. The idea of spell reading and sweep reading is it's brain work. There's no context for them to pull from. So with spell reading, you end up taking two index cards and you're covering up the word, and I only do just one sentence, takes a good minute to read, and you just go letter by letter by letter. So if it's the word the, T-H-E, if they know the word, they say it. And if they don't know the word, you say it. And we just go and do brain work for a sentence or two, depending on how much stamina a child has. And then I follow that up with sweep reading, where it's actually sweep, sweep, spell, read is the pattern of it, where you use the index cards again, you're covering everything else, and you sweep the first word to the end of it. If they know it, they say it. If they don't, you sweep it again. If they know it, they say it. If not, you spell it. And then after that, if they don't know it, you give them the word. So it's just another tool to help kids visually understand. And again, I usually do a sentence or two, and that takes a while. And then the last thing I really love is tracking, where they're tracking left to right. There's a tracking book called Visual Tracking Exercises by Bridget Sharp that I really, really love, that just is helping that left and right processing, the logical processing with the visual creative brain, the left and right hemispheres together. Again, a child or a student who is functioning at the highest level, we're talking those AP students, they're both creative and logical. Their left and right hemisphere of the brain are synaptically connected. They are communicating across the corpus callosum, and they are functioning, their brain is functioning at that highest level when both hemispheres are engaged with what they're doing. So that really tracking with letters and colors is one of those exercises that helps. Also, anything with balance that crosses the midline, where they have to reach across the midline, balancing on one foot, and reach across the other side, maybe ball work or sports moves or any of that kind of stuff helps strengthen those connections too. So all of my students who struggle to some capacity in reading, writing, spelling, when I do these type of exercises with them, the tracking, the spell read, the sweep reading, they all struggle to some degree with this simple exercise. That's why I call it brain work, or literally like massaging that brain, getting, you know, strengthening the brain muscle. I know it's not a muscle, but it's that feeling. And I found that we have to pull the tools before the basic tools in reading, writing, spelling, to really get them to understand. And this is the type of explicit teaching I'm talking about. You know, we're not even reading yet. We're doing the brain work, the spell reading, the sweep reading, the tracking, so that the reading can come, so that the spelling can come, so that the writing can come. So I guess my word of advice would be, don't be afraid to break a school concept that your child is struggling with down to the smallest components and see if that helps. And then make them teach you how to do it. Explain the concept. Then you'll know they really got it. Be
sure to sign up for the Foundation course. This course is here to support you. It teaches the exact foundational tools I have used with students to ease anxiety and help raise confidence and self-esteem so that they can succeed in all areas of their lives, including academics. It's available as a one-time purchase or as an ongoing monthly subscription with extra group support and monthly live stream. Be sure to sign up for the newsletter to stay in contact. Keep up with the Creating Confident Learners community on Instagram and Facebook @Creating Confident Learners. Have a blessed day and aloha.